I wasn't really that surprised when I read recently that some parents of teenage children don't know how their kids use the internet. Common Sense Media, a non-profit organization that tracks children's use of media, commissioned a poll of teenagers and their parents this spring. It turns out that teens are way more active online than most parents realize. For example, 49% of parents said their child was 13 or older before starting to use the internet unsupervised. Just 14% of teenagers said they were that old. 23% of parents said their children log on to social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace more than once a day. But 51% of teenagers said they check in more than once a day. Just 4% of parents think that their children check social networking sites more than 10 times a day. But in reality, 22% of teenagers said they're online that often or more. When it comes to sexting or posting explicit photos, 2% of parents believe their child had posted naked or near-naked photos or videos of themselves or others. But 13% of teens admitted they had done that. It's obvious from these figures that young people are using the internet in a way that goes beyond their parents' expectations. The internet has become a powerful instrument in recent years. With a few clicks of a mouse, any person, young or old, can access any kind of material from almost any part of the world. Some of it is good, wholesome, helpful, even usable for the glory of God and for the extension of His kingdom. But some of it is anything but good, and is full of sin and corruption. This is where the danger lies, and especially for young people. Just think of it for a moment. The internet places sin within very easy reach. There are thousands of sites dedicated to pornography, gratuitous violence, promiscuous lifestyles, rock music, drugs and anti-God propaganda. The images and messages on these sites are explicit, and many of them are targeted at a young generation. It's a full-blown attack upon decency and morality, and young people can easily become snared and trapped in a cycle of visiting these very sites. Because the internet can be accessed through cell phones and laptops and internet cafes, the temptation is even greater. A young person, or indeed an older person, can become secretive, hiding away, disguising their real intention, keeping two or three pages open at once and quickly moving from one to another to avoid detection, and all the while filling their heads and hearts with material that will leave its mark upon them. There's also the fact that the internet leaves young people vulnerable. It's a well-documented fact that predators trawl internet chat rooms looking for young people to prey on. By a careful grooming process, they gain the young person's confidence so that they disclose private information, send pictures of themselves, some of which are explicit, and expose themselves to great danger. There have been cases of young people being abducted by persons that they have met through internet chat rooms, with terrible consequences. Since there are so many dangers, why are parents so behind in knowing what is going on? There may be a number of reasons. Parents have been left behind with the technology of computers and internet use. Some simply don't understand it. Also, parents trust their young people and fail to remember that they are open to temptation and may well yield to that temptation given the circumstances. Again, some parents have such a poor relationship with their children that they take little interest in what they are doing. Furthermore, some are content to let their children do as they please, even if it involves surfing the worst of sites. There are various reasons, but parents ought not to be ignorant of these things. Some guidelines to keep in mind. Parents, remember our young people are capable of committing the worst of sin, and will be tempted to do so. Remember Job, he rose early to pray, lest his children had sinned and cursed God in their hearts. He realized the potential within his own children for the very worst of sins. Our children are capable of great sin. Furthermore, as parents, we have a duty under God to guard our children and protect them. Moses' parents did all they could to guard their son. He was a gift from God and they treasured him. They had no desire to hand him to the evil desires of an evil Pharaoh. Let us not abandon our children to the world and its wickedness. Any use of the internet ought to be guarded and supervised if necessary. We must use every means to train our children up in the fear of God, bringing them under the influence of the gospel at every possible opportunity. Obviously, we ought to offer earnest prayer for our children that the Lord would save them and keep them for His glory. Children are an heritage of the Lord. Let's endeavor to do all we can to train them up in the way that they should go, and that when they're old, pray that they'll not depart from it.